And now, up to the microphone is Kim McDonald, another campaign chairwoman. Thank you very much for
being here. Hi, Craig. Thank you.
Good to see you. Of course, we know you from many years now, Chicks Against Hunger.
Yes.
But you've taken on a really significant role here at the Y. How did that come to be?
It's a privilege. I have been on the board here at the Y for the past 4 years, and they approached me to work on this campaign. And with a great team, we have really made strides.
Why is this campaign so important?
This campaign is so important because we do not turn anybody away due to the inability to pay. And that says a lot. And because that we are focused on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility, we provide so many programs here that some of these individuals wouldn't have access to otherwise.
In terms of dollars, I imagine you have a goal. And where do you stand now?
Our goal is $67,000, and we're about halfway there. So we still have a lot of work to do.
Okay. And let's talk about some of the benefits of the campaign, how the money's applied, how it's spent.
All the money raised stays in Lorain County, and it benefits the community all around. And 100% of the money raised goes directly to the scholarship fund. That's so important that people hear that, that it doesn't go to any administrative overhead. The committee is strictly volunteer, and it goes all directly to the scholarship.
And that benefits a lot of people who might otherwise not be able to afford it.
Exactly. And I'm so excited because this year we have formed our fine arts programming, and we offer from photography to theater and drama, many dance, including ballet and visual arts. So these kids really have access to programs they wouldn't otherwise have.
We opened our program about an hour ago, and we talked to Executive Director Charity Butch, and I mentioned at that time that she had given me a tour about a week or two ago, and I had seen all kinds of activities here, the different rooms, and that's one of those areas that I would not have thought would necessarily be in the Y, an opportunity for fine arts and kids.
Oh, exactly. There's so many surprises when you walk in the door. It's very family-oriented. It's very friendly. We're trying to get people to communicate instead of having the earbuds in their ears. And, you know, it's really a welcoming environment. And I see that with the kids. I was sitting out here talking about the Strong Kids campaign, and several of the kids would walk up to me and ask me what I'm doing and what I'm up to. And that's really nice to see. It's nice to see that curiosity.
May I ask, what is the Strong Kids campaign?
Yeah. Strong Kids campaign is here. We are raising money to benefit youth development and healthy living. And, you know, that helps the community all around. You know, for example, just $50 gives an individual one session of swim lessons. And, you know, $100 gives a child 1 week of summer camp. So every little bit helps.
A lot of different programs going on year-round, as you mentioned, summer camp. But again, these dollars can go a long way.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see families as a whole coming in together, you know, the moms and dads and the kids. So they are doing this healthy living together and in a strong family structure. It's really nice.
And we see all of that here tonight. We have families coming in. You know, we have some individuals, of course, but moms, dads, kids, they're all here tonight on a Friday night. Not a bad way to spend a Friday night.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to kick off dodgeball, so they're pretty excited right now.
Now, is this age is selective, or is it like, does age matter here? Do you know?
Are you challenging me, Craig?
I'm not messing with you. No. Dodgeball here tonight. Uh-oh. All right. Now, listen, so we're talking with Kim McDonald. And, Kim, if people do want to get on board with the campaign, you know, we've talked about it for the past hour on and off. How can people get involved, and how is there a sense of urgency here, too, to get involved?
Well, there always is. If you want to donate, you're more than welcome to call the office today at 440-934-9622. Ask for Charity, and she'll be able to help you. And if you want to stop by on your way home from work, we're here in the front, and stop by, say hi, and we'll walk you through the paperwork.
You know, something I mentioned earlier about asking some of the people, some of our guests today, what makes the Y so special for you? What do you like about it most?
I really like giving back to the community, the social responsibility part, the impact that we have with our partnerships. You know, for example, we help manage the pool in the city of Lorain. Otherwise, that pool wouldn't be able to operate. So, you know, I'm really proud to be involved in that.
A lot of people stepping up, doing a lot of good things.
Absolutely. It's nice to be a part of.
We're here at the French Creek Family YMCA. We invite you to stop out tonight, too, to learn more about the campaign and all the different programs here.